You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin is celebrating the 100th anniversary of becoming the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote. Today we learn about the roles that some women with Wisconsin connections played when it came to the suffrage movement. Meg Jones is a reporter who specializes in military and veterans issues for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's also the author of the book World War II Milwaukee. She wrote about profiled six women who were connected to the suffrage movement. Meg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Before we meet some of the women you profiled, Meg, let's talk about Wisconsin's role here. We were, and we've talked about this on the show, the first state to officially ratify the 19th Amendment. But there were some fits and starts with trying to legalize women voting before that, right?
Exactly. It's kind of ironic that Wisconsin would be the first, considering that right up until that point, women had really not ever gotten the right to vote here in Wisconsin, even though dating back to 1869, women in Wyoming could vote. And even in 1916, 3 years before Wisconsin ratified the vote, 4 million women across the United States could vote for president and other offices, including in Illinois, but not in Wisconsin. So it's kind of interesting how long it took and how many times it went to referendums and to votes, and but yet there was a small but very dedicated cadre of activists who were fighting for that, and not coincidentally, they were all women.
Well, let's meet some of them now. Laura Ross Walcott, I guess Dr. Laura Ross Walcott, the first, you write, female physician in Wisconsin and first president of the Wisconsin Women's Suffrage Association. Can you share some of her story?
Yeah, so the thing about Laura Ross Walcott was that she moved to Milwaukee in 1857, and it was here in Milwaukee where she worked as a consulting physician at hospitals and medical schools. But the sad part about Laura Ross Walcott was that when she went to join the Medical Society of Milwaukee County, they said no. And when she asked why, they said, because you're a woman. And she was like, but I'm a doctor. And they're like, yeah, we don't care. So she became very active in the Women's Suffrage Association. In fact, this is in the 1850s. She was the first president of the Wisconsin Women's Suffrage Association. It was under her leadership that kind of expanded the group from just a small but dedicated group here in Milwaukee throughout to chapters throughout the state. And she was the one that organized the first women's suffrage convention in the state, which was here in Milwaukee at Milwaukee City Hall. That was in 1869, and that's the convention that Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton attended. And she was also very instrumental in campaigning for the right of higher education for women, because at the time, the University of Wisconsin was segregated. It wasn't that men and women weren't being taught together at the University of Wisconsin. And she said, you know, that's one of the petty ways in which women are defrauded their rights, because they aren't getting their an education. And the sad part about Laura Ross Walcott, here's this woman who's so instrumental in Wisconsin women getting the right to vote, but she died in 1915. So she was never able to vote in for a presidential election.
And her story points toward this being a multi-generational battle. It wasn't just something that blew up after 1900.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, there's women like what's interesting. It kind of started as women's clubs. That the women's clubs were kind of instrumental in this. And so you had, there's a woman by the name of Olympia Brown, is a fascinating woman. She's the first female ordained minister, not just in Wisconsin, but in all of the United States. And she was a pastor at a church in Racine. And Wisconsin, it was men voters, did agree to allow women to vote they passed in 1886, and they were first allowed to vote in 1887, but only for educational, like for school boards, because the men's thinking was like, well, you know, women are raising children, they should have a say in school boards, but they couldn't couldn't vote for anything else. So at that first vote in 1887, it wasn't very clear amongst county clerks all across the state who could vote for what. And so some ballots were tossed out, some women showed up to vote, and they were turned away. And Olympia Brown's ballot, which she was very proud to vote for, vote in this 1887 election, it was tossed out. Well, she didn't just let it lie there. She filed a lawsuit saying, hey, my rights were infringed as a voter, she was able to get a county judge to vote in her favor, but then it went to the Supreme Court, and the state Supreme Court basically punted, and they said, you know what, that the law that allowed women to vote for school boards is vague. So they basically sent it back to the legislature and said, well, okay, do a better job of writing this. And coincidentally or not, it took another 10 years for the legislature to, like, even rewrite another law. And in the meantime, that was Brown, who was, you know, she kept giving speeches supporting women's suffrage. And she did live long enough to vote in the 1920 election.
We are looking back at Wisconsin women who played a big role in the women's suffrage movement, this year being the 100-year anniversary of Wisconsin being the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. Meg Jones is with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She profiled some Wisconsin women who played a big role in that movement. Richland Center native Ada James was active. She started as early as high school, you write. What kind of efforts did she make?
Well, Ada James was noteworthy in that she was one of the many people who were trying to campaign for suffrage, but she came up with some very inventive ways to kind of get out the word. So, for example, she was able to hire a boat to distribute suffrage leaflets on the Wolf River, and she hired an airplane to drop leaflets on crowds at county fairs. So Ada James is kind of interesting in how she was able to get this, you know, to get the word out. What was interesting about Ada James was that, and so she played a very integral part on the day that Wisconsin was the first to ratify the vote, because her dad had been a state senator in Wisconsin. In fact, he had sponsored a 1912 referendum, which ultimately failed, that would have given women suffrage here in Wisconsin. And so picture this. So on that day, on June 10th, 1919, there's only like three states whose legislatures are still in session, and that includes Wisconsin. And Wisconsin's legislature should not have been in session, actually. They had run too late. They were late. So they were still in session, and I was able to find the Milwaukee Journal article on that day, and it showed that that Wisconsin was ratified their paperwork at like 11:52, I think it was. But unfortunately, the Illinois legislature, they had passed it at 10:48, but a.m. on that same day. But that doesn't matter that they've approved it at the state house level. They've got to get their paperwork out to this Department of State out in Washington, D.C. So Ada James gets her dad to speed out to Washington, D.C. She even gives him her traveling bag, a little suitcase, and said, Dad, here, take it. And so he gets, you know, car and train, and he gets to Washington, D.C. And fortunately for Wisconsin's history, when Illinois got their paperwork out there, there was an error in the paperwork. And so Wisconsin ended up being the top one, the first.
Meg, thanks a lot for sharing your reporting with us today. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Rob. Thank you.
That's Meg Jones, reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about Wisconsin women involved in the women's suffrage movement. You can see her profiles of more of those women over at jsonline.com.